Tonight, you may be seated. Open in the book of Joel and the book of Acts. In the book of Joel, chapter 2, the book of Acts, chapter 2. I want to say a few things to you before we start, give you a few head-ups that you may understand what's about to happen. Tonight it would be based on the prophetical. Mm-hmm. Now, I was in one state, and they told me two or three times where I was, in the hotel in Baltimore, in the hotel room. The Lord said, I call you to be a prophet. I was already shocked by him calling me to be an apostle. And so, prophetically, I'm going to minister tonight behind the prophet Joel. Now, the Apostle Peter going to step in because he's going to, in the fulfill of the prophecy that we're going to deal with tonight, Peter going to be right there to preach it again to the people because it was fulfilled at the day of Pentecost. So, prophetic Pentecost, you need to write that down. Prophetic Pentecost is what we're about to go into tonight. Mm-hmm. Prophecy, dreams, visions, and wonders. There are going to be a clarifying of mysteries. I want you to get this. There will be mantles passed out tonight.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen very carefully because you think I'm saying the same thing. Manna going to fall.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Miracles going to happen. There are going to be things that has been closed to you that are going to manifest. The three I want you to cling to is, as we talked about faith, the anointing, and the glory, remember?
Yes,
we talked about the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
Yes,
tonight, prophetically, we're talking about three things. Prophecy, dreams, and vision. Okay? All right. Now, let's read in Joel. Let me see if I told you everything I was supposed to tell you at the beginning. No, I want you to write down praise, presence, point out your spirit, and purpose. Also tonight, the Lord said he will show some pictures.
Yes, sir.
So it's a lot of stuff, but I mean, I just got to do what he told me to do this Friday night.
Yes, sir.
I want you to think about it as we're reading the outpouring, the outflowing, the outgoing in the supernatural. Right? The outpouring. I said it wrong the first time. The overflowing and the outgoing in the supernatural.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
One more thing before we read. And actually, they probably should name this message, blowing the supernatural trumpet in Zion.
Wow.
Blowing, say that with me, blowing the supernatural trumpet in Zion. Prophetically, the blowing of the trumpet was one of the things. Look in Joel 2, 1. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. And then he went about what all the gloom they went through. And I'm not going to deal with the gloom. I'm going to the blessing and benefit.
Yep.
A key word there is repent. You have to repent and stay in a good position with the Lord. Notice also again in the 15th verse of that second chapter. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify fast. called a solemn assembly. And then when you look through verse 18 through verse 27, you're going to see a lot of things happen, a lot of prosperity happen. Because when the Spirit is outpoured, prosperity come with it. So you're going to see in those verses, I don't have time to read them because you got so much to be said tonight. But from the 18 down to the 27th verse of that second chapter, you're going to see plenty. You're going to see bombs here. You're going to see all kinds of things happening. Yes, but our text is the 28th verse. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh.
Yes.
Now notice what's going to happen when he do that. And a prophet speaking prophetically, and your sons and your daughters shall what?
Prophesy.
Prophesy. Your sons and daughters. Your old men shall dream dreams. Now you remember Joseph's dream, right?
Yes, sir.
Powerful. Your younger men shall see vision. You know what the Bible says about vision? Where there's no vision, the people perish.
Yes, sir.
So all of us should be prophesying, dreaming, and seeing vision.
Yes.
I know you put it in a category there, but we all should could get a hold of it.
Yes, sir.
All right, now notice, let me keep reading. And also the servants, and up on the handmaid in those days, well, pour out my Spirit. Everybody gonna get it.
Yes,
and verse 30 said, I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood, that a blood, fire, that a fire, pillars of smoke. The sun, now when I get to the end of this thing, I might shout by myself. We get to the end, it's something I saw in there when I was reading this scripture. Something I saw in it, and it brought a release to me because I want everybody to get it, but I know everybody's not going to get it.
Right.
But the Lord, throughout the scripture, let you know there are certain people going to flow and other people just going to ride. They're not going to even understand where God's trying to get them through a prophet.
Yes, sir.
Through apostolic anointing. He's trying to take them somewhere beyond normal.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? So he says in the 31st verse, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And I notice verse 32 now. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and that's the name of the church I first started in, and in Jerusalem shall be what? I don't know how y'all responding on TV, but they're not responding good enough in here. So I'm gonna read it over, give them another chance, because this thing is so powerful. I wish I could hear some of y'all, but this thing is so powerful. This thing is so powerful, man. I'm showing you stuff, man. Look at the verse 32 again now. Come on, y'all, wake up. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be what?
Delivered.
That's important.
Then
he goes on to say, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Now here's what I want you to see. As the Lord has said, and in the
remnant.
Underline that word if you get in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. He can't call everybody here. Everybody not going to be under the outpouring and the overflowing. It's there for them, but ministers, let me talk to you, and pastors, all your members not going to go. They're all not going to go. Don't worry yourself. Acts 2, preach to the one who want it.
Yes, sir.
Take them on to high ground. Go to Acts 2 now quickly, because I got a lot of principles I want to give you.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Deliverance coming everywhere. Deliverance everywhere. Deliverance everywhere. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2 now. Acts chapter 2, and we'll look at verse 16. But this that was spoken by the prophet Joel, you see that?
Yes,
now we're over in the New Testament. It have happened in Acts 2, 1, the day of Pentecost, an outpouring took place.
Yes,
and they all spoke in tongues, you know, you remember that. And these people don't understand it. And racism in there too.
That's right.
Yeah, they spoke in every language.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was included.
That's right.
Nobody left out. But then he said, in the 16th verse, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last day, said God. And he repeated, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Same text we read in the book of Joel, all right? Peter used it, the apostle used it to preach. Now, blowing a supernatural trumpet in Zion, the outpouring of the Spirit received properly produces a mantle of the supernatural unfolding the mysteries of the supernatural.
Come on.
Now I heard this. Being quick to repent will keep you in the flow.
Yes, sir.
Because there's an area of devourment and ruination was going on in the prophetic moment when Joel was ministering the first, second, third chapter. People were being ate up by the world system until Joel preached to them and they repented. And then when they repented, there was an outpouring and God moved, wipe out all the enemy and wipe everything out.
Yes, sir.
Beloved, when this flow increases in your life, y'all listening? Manifestation and demonstration will follow you. When this outpouring take place, see, because it said in the book of Mark, these signs should follow you.
Yes, sir.
It didn't say nothing about you should follow signs. These signs should follow you. But you need the outpouring of the Spirit for that to happen. Now, so, beloved, when this flow increases in your life, manifestation and demonstration will follow you. If y'all didn't say nothing online, nobody hollered out nothing, y'all don't believe what I'm saying. I'm prophesying.
Yes, sir.
I'm prophetically speaking to you and prophesying at the same time.
Yes, sir.
Some things, the mantle,
uh-huh.
The miracles,
yes,
the mysteries,
yes,
and the man about to fall.
Yes, sir.
No one under the sound of my voice will live the same again. See, I trust the Holy Ghost. See, I trust the Holy Ghost.
I trust the Holy Ghost.
Behold, you are called by the Holy Spirit to wear his supernatural mantle.
Mm.
Wearing a supernatural mantle. Breakthrough, watch me now, manna. Is falling continuously in your life to handle all new attacks.
That's right.
Mantle, manna. You know, you read the manna in the wilderness? Uh-huh. You got your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
All block blessing must be released now. I prophesied. I just prophesied that, you know. That's why I talk loud. I talk like it's loud. But see, in my spirit, some things been held back from somebody who's listening to me. But God sent them to this camp meeting, and I don't know who you are, but I tell you what, the block is gone.
Yeah, the block is gone.
We just want to talk about block vessels.
Come on. Come on.
The block is moved. Begging, brokenness, and all belittlement must bow to this supernatural favor of God's flow of God's Spirit blessing you daily.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now, write this down. Blow the repentant trumpet in Zion. Repent.
Yes, sir.
Any unforgiveness you have, let it go. Let all this racism stuff go. Stop watching all that stuff.
Right.
Forgive everybody.
Yes,
and walk in love and passion, because all the enemy is doing is using it as a trick to jam your anointing up. So walk in love, being a forgiving manner. Blow the repentance trumpet. I got to blow it tonight. Repent. For your blessings are at hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
blow the rain, R-A-I-N, trumpet in Zion so we can get the rivers flowing and the flood going to come.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Blow the blessing trumpet in Zion. Ooh, it'll blow all the trumpets tonight. Yeah. Blow the outpouring of the Spirit trumpet in Zion. So that's fourth trumpet I've told you about. The repentant trumpet, the rain trumpet, and the blessing trumpet, and I'm blowing all of them, and the outpouring trumpet. Now, prophecy, vision, and dream are steps to the supernatural. Gotcha. There's sometimes you're going to be praying and the Lord going to prophesy through your spirit,
yes, sir,
your next move.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Once that happened, my brothers and sisters, you know it, the devil know it, and whoever you're dealing with know it, they can't stop you.
See,
everybody not a prophet, but everybody can prophesy.
Yes,
sometimes people prophesy and think they're a prophet, but that's all right. Go ahead and prophesy.
Yes, sir.
My goodness. Hallelujah. And so vision. Why, how you expect to make it and have no vision? You see, you got to have a vision. The threefold vision of this ministry, God's been fulfilling constantly. Change the life of people with the word of God. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Cripping the body of Christ to evangelize the world. Home of covenant winners.
Yes, sir.
Threefold vision.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
With the outpouring of the rain, it caused a supernatural flood. And that supernatural flood is to lift up your standard.
Yes, sir.
Expect to have dreams.
Yes.
Expect to prophesy. Expect to have vision. Expect to wear the supernatural mantle. Expect supernatural manner to manifest in your life. In other words, no more ordinary living.
No more.
Oh, somebody shout with me.
No more
ordinary living.
No more ordinary living.
It's supernatural.
Yes, sir. Supernatural.
Turn with me to Isaiah 59. Boy, I tell you, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 59 for a moment here. Blow the trumpet. Blow the supernatural trumpet. You got your shouting glory on?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. In the 59th chapter of Isaiah, I want to go to the 19th verse. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in. Mm-hmm. Now, we have looked at this.
Yes,
and we didn't give the enemy the flood. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord should lift up a standard against him. So he says to me, tell you, get ready for the outpouring of the Spirit of the supernatural powers of God, supernatural provision, and supernatural protection. These revelation and anointing will come, cause an outpouring of the Spirit, igniting the supernatural. Somewhere else I want to take you right quickly and show you something in this text or in another text I want to show you. Talk about the rivers. I see. Oh, yeah, I see it. I see it. Now, I'm going to spit about 9 things out in a few minutes, so get ready. Get ready for the overflow, the supernatural overflow of blessing. Mm-hmm. See, when the flood come, it bring blessing with it. And I'm about to show you some things here. We're right there in Isaiah, right after that was said, in the 59th chapter, he says, arise and shine in the 60th chapter, 40th verse, for the light is coming, the glory of the Lord is written upon thee. Watch what happened. For behold, a darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. So also I'm blowing the trumpet of glory. But he goes on to say, and the Gentiles, good God Almighty, wait a minute. No, I want go back, I'm gonna go back with me a minute. I'm just gonna scream after a while. This is, scream myself, shoot. Let's see. I want to show you the effect when that trumpet is blown right. Yeah, here it is. Isaiah 54. And we got the enemy, the flood. We didn't handle the enemy. Now in Isaiah 54, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that did not travail with child. Somebody getting pregnant. If a man and woman trying to have a child, and they've been trying for 11 years, and they get on the anointed and they have a child, that's a miracle. Yes. I've seen it happen over and over and over again.
Yes, sir. That's right.
So if somebody out there trying to get pregnant, your husband and wife trying to get pregnant, it's done.
Yes, sir. Done.
I blow the trumpet on your pregnancy.
Yes, sir.
Notice this verse now. Sing. Where are you barren at? Some people are not just barren in having kids. Their finances are barren. Their joy, their peace, their home, don't even want to go to the house.
Yes, sir.
It's so barren. Sing, O barren. He says, sing. Something about to happen.
Yeah.
Thou that did not bear, break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that did not travail with child, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Now look at verse 2. When the trumpet is blown and the people receive, this is what began to happen. Enlarge, good God Almighty. Enlarge, LTMA.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Everybody connected.
Yes, sir.
Get ready. The prophetic trumpet of enlarge is being blown tonight.
Yes.
Everything but to enlarge.
Yeah.
Enlarge the place of your tent. What you got now ain't going to be able to hold what's coming up.
Yes, sir.
Enlarge your house. And let them stretch forth the curtain of thy habitation. Good God Almighty. Spare not. Lengthen thy cord and strengthen thy stage. Somebody do a jig on that. You see, for thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. Mm-hmm. You're not going to be able to keep up.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Blow the trumpet. Spare not, lengthen not thy cord, strengthen thy state. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentile and make the desolate city to be inhabited.
Yes.
Fear not. For thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded anymore. It's over. For thou shalt not be put to shame, for thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth and shall not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Oh, my God. Here's what I saw. Enlarge, stretch forth, spare not, lengthen thy cord, strengthen thy stake, break forth, inherit, fear not.
Come on. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then he goes say, arise and shine. Arise and shine. I prophesy those who have lingered here this week as a prophet of God, a lot of things about to arise and shine in your life.
Yes, sir.
His glory shall be seen upon thee.
Yes, sir.
Yes, in your home, the glory it will be seen in your home in a few moments.
Yes, sir.
Light will come on.
Yes.
Light without a switch. You'll see and flow together. Oh, the mess about to be straightened up. The trumpet is blowing. You see, you'll see and flow together. See, you can't flow together till you see. You got to see the same thing to flow together. But this blump, this outpouring, blow the trumpet in Zion. He said, and there'll be an outpouring upon all flesh. Hearts shall fear and be enlarged. When your heart be enlarged, it means you're open for more.
Yes, sir.
More revelation, more anointing, more blessing, more peace, more joy.
Yes, sir.
And then he has to say, because, why are you so happy? Because of the abundance.
Yes.
See, they said they'll come. In the sixth chapter, they should come, and they're going to bring gold with them.
Yes.
Bring me my gold. Talk to her. Someone say it. I will glorify the house of my glory. Mm-hmm. Turn these eagles quick. I'm about to close. I told my preacher about a half hour tonight. Turn these eagles.
Hallelujah.
I think it was Leroy said, you ain't got nothing yet. All this preaching we've been doing, them boys preach. Man, I'm proud of them.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I've been preaching all the week.
Yes, sir.
Ezekiel. Hallelujah. 47. This is what happened when the trumpet is blown. And when there's an outpouring of the Spirit, these kind of things happen. I love it. This is the text I've been on. The supernatural river of blessing. Write that down. Ezekiel 47. In this supernatural river of blessing, I'll tell you ahead of time, everything shall live.
Everything.
Great multitude of fish. Healing. We're about to read it. Everything should live where the river coming. Trees for meat. New fruit. And leaf for medicine. All is going to happen because of what we're about to read in a few minutes. Glory to God. 47. Look at it. Ezekiel 47. Let me read that. And my God. 37. I don't know where that. It says 47. First verse. Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house of the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward and led me about the way without the gate, the other gate, by the way that looked eastward, and behold, there ran out water on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went for eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the water, and the water was to my ankle. How deep you are tonight? How deep you want to go?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You have, see, there's a place you can get that you're not in control of the blessing no more.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
You have to swim.
Come
yes,
on.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Because the blessing's about to drown you.
Yes.
Come
on.
Who won't go there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, this is real. This is no, this is not fictitious. This is not Disney World. No, this is real. This book is real.
Yes, sir.
And there are places you can go that you can't. You're going to go to the ankle. You're going to go to the knee. You're going to go to the waist. And then finally, the river too high.
Yes.
You can't wade no more.
Yes.
Yes, sir. That's why I like my son, both my sons. They testify what God doing for them.
Yes,
you got to tell it, man. Tell it.
Yeah.
Don't hide it. Don't shout it. Don't be ashamed of it. Tell it. God did this for me. God paid this off. I'm out of debt. God did. God got me an RV. God got me a new house. Got both of them at the same time. What? Tell it.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Tell it. Tell it. Swimming in blessing.
Yes, sir.
If I go to talking tonight, all of y'all will fall out because I'm swimming in blessing.
Yes, sir.
Because the water got too high. I couldn't keep up with it, so I just dived on in and said, let it happen, God. Let it roll. Let it roll.
Yeah.
The blessings just keep on coming.
Because
I prophesied over your life, the rest of your life, the blessings just keep on coming. You don't have to go after the blessings. The blessings are coming after you.
Yes, sir.
The outpouring of God's spirit be upon you wherever you are right now. All of your bills, I'm hearing something. All of your bills just went into a rancor. They're about to be thrown in the trash can. I saw it in the spirit. I never heard that before. Yeah, he said, I'm rancoring them bills tonight. In other words, I'm balling them up and throwing them in the trash can. Paid in full.
Paid in full, yes, sir.
Caught them up. Who received that?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, I'm through, Leroy.